Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily limit of the Chofetz Chaim, L'Ian Ishmael Sirbiyana Dabim and Shimon Yaakov Alevi, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Yivracha. Imagine it's a busy Erev Shabbos in the winter, and soon you have to light Neir Shabbos, and your neighbor knocks on the door, asking to borrow some folding chairs. Now, you happen to have a bunch of folding chairs in the garage, but you're busy running around. You can tell the person, it's Erev Shabbos, it's not a good time right now. Alternatively, if you're a little bit, more interested in Chesed, you can tell them, yeah, go to the garage, and get the chairs out yourself, and good luck wading through all that garbage and disorganization that often is in our garages. If you want to be a bigger tzaddik, you can actually help them schlep those chairs and walk them across the street to help this person. These are three opportunities one has. One can reject the opportunity of chesed, one can do it at a moderate level, or one can do it at a high level. But let me ask you a question. If you had three estregim, one that wasn't kasher, one that was bidi ever, one was lechatchila, or you had three leichters that you can buy for Neir Shabbos. One is a poor bronze leichter, one is a small silver one, and one is a beautiful Hadlakas leichter. Which one would you choose? We would all choose the best esrog. We would all choose the most beautiful leichter. So why, when it comes to chesed, should it be any different? Even something as simple as lending something to somebody else, like the folding chairs in the garage, is an opportunity for greatness. Says the Chofetz Chaim, v'da oir, the lav davka havas mos, not even money. Do it in the mitzvah lahashir like Caleb, ushar chafetzev kayetze bezeh. Lending somebody folding chairs is a tremendous act of mitzvah. Lending them something they need for a few days, for a few hours, for a few minutes is a tremendous act of chesed. Ki hakol mimidas hachesed hu. Chakarish baruch hu chafetz boy. He wants you to do this chesed. Ki chafetz chesed hu. He has a desire for chesed. And chesed means things as simple as lending somebody a pen, or as big as driving down to Lakewood to be Bakr Cholim somebody. It could take many hours, it could take 2 seconds. But when it comes to money, it's an even bigger mitzvah. So certainly giving anybody anything that they need. I was at a conference yesterday, somebody asked me for a pen. I was eager. Can you imagine how easy it is to lend somebody a pen? It literally takes 2 seconds and 1 calorie of exertion. In that act, I was mekayim v'halachta bedrachav. I was mekayim ki chafetz chesed hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do chesed, I want to do chesed. It was the easiest chesed I probably did the entire week. It took literally 2 seconds. And Baruch Hashem is a tremendous inyan. We have to realize this is all opportunities for greatness. There are diamonds all around us. We just need to approach them and take them out of the ground. Ela shahavos mos mitzvah gedoyle yeser mizeh. Giving money is a special mitzvah saseh. And unfortunately, says the Chofetz Chaim in Gemara and Erchin, if you're not generous, you don't lend things, it's annoying. Yeah, it might come back a little bit scratched. They might use it when you might need it. It might take some time to find it out. It's true, it's not so easy. We've all, unfortunately, perhaps done this. Somebody asks you to borrow something. Nah, I don't have it. You know you have it, but it's hard to get. Or it's easy to get, but you don't want to lend it. Or this person, last time they borrowed something from you, perhaps it didn't come back in exactly the way that you wanted it. Says the Gemara, Anshayhu, a person is punished. Shenegoyim boim abesoy. He has afflictions that come on his home if he has the opportunity to lend somebody something from his home and he does not take that opportunity. Umuchrach lefanois kol hakelim asher bebayis, kedei sheyisbar shikroi leinakol. And he says, you're going to have to empty out your whole house because of the nega, because of the affliction. And everyone's going to see that you had the rake, you had the chairs, you had the pen, you had the pot, you had the sugar, you had everything. Of course, if somebody is never returns things and breaks your things explicitly, that's a different category. But in a normal case, it is a little bit challenging to take time out of your busy, especially it's always on Erev Shabbos when all the kids are screaming and everything is flying. But that's the mitzvah. Lefum tzara agra, you're still mechoyev to go out of your way. And of course, if somebody had a chesed where they would get the parent of the year, they'd get a chesed, that they'd get awarded and honor the whole city, of course they would do it. We don't need the honor, we don't need the covet. Do chesed, because that's the Ratzon Hashem. Do chesed, because you want to act like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And what is a better reward and a better geshmak than knowing you acted in the ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu? This chos of the Zimut should be for our friends, our families, our kilos, and all of Kai Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.